From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The majority of voters in the 19th Congressional District support the imposition of several gun control measures, according to a new poll commissioned by the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence and the American Federation of Teachers. According to the survey of likely voters in the district, 64% said they would likely support a candidate who backs an assault weapon ban, background checks, and raising the age for legal gun ownership. Broken down by party, 87% of Democrats, 40% of Republicans, and 64% of independent voters expressed support for those restrictions and regulations on gun ownership. Numbers were closer on the subject of a national ban on the sale of assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition magazines, with 57% of respondents expressing support and 32% opposing a ban. 61% said they support legislation that would allow police and family to ask a court to remove firearms from and ban the sale of firearms to someone believed to be a danger to themselves and others. And 63% favor imposing increased gun safety measures over arming teachers and staff in schools and allowing private citizens to have concealed weapons in schools, which was supported by 26% of those polled. 72% said the better use for federal school funding is through mental health programs, drug and violence prevention services, and health and physical education, while 17% said giving federal money to gun manufacturers to provide schools the opportunity to arm teachers is better. The Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence and the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence are nonprofit organizations that advocate for gun control and against gun violence. The organization was founded in 1974 as the National Council to Control Handguns. The Brady Campaign's current goal is to cut gun deaths by half by 2025. A link to the full poll can be found on the WGXC newsroom page, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper. Brian Du Bois, the officer in charge of the Germantown Police Department, appeared in Columbia County Court September 17th, asking that his personal pistol permit be restored. The permit was suspended, and his two pistols, a Glock and a Smith & Wesson, were turned over to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office. According to Du Bois attorney Peter Schuler of Kitson & Schuler in Croton, Columbia County Judge Jonathan Nichols, and I quote, fully restored Brian Du Bois's pistol permit after a brief hearing, end quote. Du Bois can now take back possession of his two handguns from law enforcement. Schuler wrote in an email, and I quote, Judge Nichols said on the record that he found Mr. Du Bois to be a credible witness. We're going to ask that the town immediately reinstate Mr. Du Bois as a police officer, end quote. The Germantown Board recently voted to dissolve the town police department, but voters will weigh in on the decision in November when the question of whether the police force should be abolished will appear on the ballot. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Chris Bragg is reporting for the Times Union. The chairman of the Putnam County Republican Party has filed a complaint accusing Democrat U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney of violating federal election law by running in the Democratic primary for state attorney general and for Congress at the same time. Maloney lost a four-way Democratic primary for state attorney general in September to New York City public advocate Latia James. Thereafter, he resumed his reelection bid for his Hudson Valley congressional seat against Orange County legislator James O'Donnell. GOP party chair Anthony Scannapico, an O'Donnell supporter, filed a complaint last week asking for a formal Federal Election Commission investigation into Maloney's campaign spending. The complaint centers on how Maloney maintained two campaign accounts in the same election year, one for his congressional reelection campaign and the other for the attorney general primary. While the reelection campaign caps donations at $2,700, the account supporting his attorney general race was able to take unlimited donations from the same people under the so-called LLC loophole in the state election law. According to Republicans, that gives Maloney an unfair advantage over O'Donnell. Maloney's dual campaigns raised legal questions on several fronts, but he was ultimately allowed to continue after surviving court challenges. In response to the complaint, Maloney's campaign said O'Donnell is the one who actually violated campaign finance laws, noting he has been cited four times by the FEC for various reasons, including taking money beyond the allowable limit. Maloney campaign spokesman Ian Lee said, and I quote, "When you're trying to sell a candidate and a platform that nobody wants, filing bogus complaints is the only way to get media attention," end quote. Maloney has denied that he ran for attorney general as a way to give himself an advantage in the congressional race. He has represented the 18th congressional district since 2013. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.